later. From WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, our news is next, followed by a community conversation on The Morning Show. This update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump on his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto. This is going over the river and through the woods for the holidays will cost you a little bit more this year. ABC's Alex Stone with details.
Airfares began rising in October, and they've been going up for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's travel since. A travel website, Hopper, says domestic airfares for Thanksgiving and Christmas are 10% higher this year over last, but still cheaper than pre-pandemic levels. The average airfare for Christmas is around $349. If you haven't booked yet for the end of December, Hopper says wait until December 3rd for the best deals on flights, hotels, and car rentals. United will be flying 15% more flights during Thanksgiving. Southwest and Spirit are cutting back because of aircraft availability problems.